Maybe some of you are like me, for various reasons. I'm an external processor, meaning that the inside of my head is just too chaotic of a place to try and sort things out. So I find I have to get the thoughts out of my head first so that I can look at them and analyze them and then try and assemble them in some sort of working order. That's kind of how I make sense of my world. If no one's around to listen to me or a pen and paper aren't handy, I'll just whip out my phone and voice journal using the iPhone's built-in voice memo app. I've been doing this ever since I got my phone in 2008. As a result, I now have days worth of voice memos cataloging thoughts like this. Bam! Boom chicka boom chick, yeah, yeah. And this.
What am I supposed to do with my life?
And this.
I don't see the problem with wanting to be a mortician. I think it'd be kind of fun.
And this. It really only hurts when I do this. So in all of my external processing, I've noticed a recurring theme, and that is, I'm scared. I mean, I've heard it over and over again, listening back to these recordings, and the fear isn't just localized to one area of my life. I'm scared about everything, from my daily routine, to hoping that I didn't come across as rude to the checker at City Market, to feeling like I've screwed up entire relationships completely and irrevocably, to feeling like I failed as an artist in general, and this fear keeps me stuck. To the point where sometimes I don't even want to get out of bed in the morning. Because in my mind, I've already failed, even before I've started. And before this turns into one girl's cry session about her life, let me just say, I'm not the only one that feels this way. I think for a while I thought I was, but the more I talk to other people, the more I hear things like, there are so many other good photographers out there, I don't even know if there's room for me. Or, if I can't be Beyonce, well then I don't even want to try. Or, one of my biggest fears, what if someone sees or hears my art and feels sorry for me. Oh, it's the worst. I'm not alone. Tons of people have art to share, whether it's good or bad or it's getting their art. We lock it away in the deepest, most ashamed parts of ourselves, and the world never gets to see it. All this really boils down to is vulnerability. And let's face it, is there a more vulnerable calling than being an artist? It's splashing your heart on a canvas or in an audio track or all over a stage and letting other people commentate on it. It's vulnerability at its core. The great Brené Brown once said that vulnerability begets vulnerability. And if vulnerability is that elixir that we need to put it out there and share our art, well, then I'm choosing to start here. And that brings me to this podcast. This podcast is about vulnerability in art. More specifically, me being vulnerable with you. About the struggles, about trying and not succeeding, and trying and not succeeding, and trying and not succeeding, and then trying and yielding something worth creating. And I'm not talking perfect. Last week, my husband Seth and I were about to perform at the Cavalcade in Fruta, Colorado. The Cavalcade is a sort of art collective where artists can get together and practice their art in a safe, welcoming environment. As just a side note, when Seth and I first got together in 2005, we used to perform all over town. He's a bang-up jazz pianist, and I accompany him by singing. So like I said, we used to perform all the time. But as the years rolled on and life started happening faster and faster, we had a baby and business started picking up, we hadn't been doing much in the way of performing. And we wanted to change that. So this gig was our way of pushing through the fear and putting our music out there again. As we sat in the car ready to drive to Fruta, I pulled out my iPhone and voice memoed this about perfection. I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to sound absolutely like recording studio flawlessly perfect, to look flawlessly perfect. And it's not ever that way. There's always something. There's always, I don't know. It's like the second before I get up there and start singing,
I have this feeling that's like, I'm gonna fail. It's weird. I don't know why my self-talk is so dang negative. So I want to change that. I want this gig to be like a, you know what? I can do this. And I'm going to do this. And I don't have to be perfect. Maybe that's where the freedom comes from. Also, I kind of don't want to be perfect. Perfect is kind of boring. And it doesn't leave any room for the magic of live performance. Live performance is supposed to be raw. That's why it's so magical, because it's spontaneous. And I want to get out of my own way.
Back to the podcast. I want us to get out of our own ways. My goal with this podcast is to inspire creativity and vulnerability in your art by being vulnerable in mine and showcasing other artists being vulnerable in their art. I like a wide variety of topics. I love interviewing other people about anything, really. I love hearing other people talk about their passions primarily. I don't care if you're a garbage collector. If you love talking about what you do, chances are I'll want to hear about it. Art isn't about paint on a canvas. It's anything you do that you infuse with your own creativity. It's passion. And I want to find that passion and share it with you. So here I am at 29, ready to commit to say no more. And that's not saying no more will I feel fear, because that's not realistic. Rather, it's saying no more will I allow fear to paralyze me and the practicing and the sharing of my art with the world. And I can't promise you that I'm the most well-spoken person you've ever heard, or even the most interesting. And I'm still really figuring all of this out. At the end of the day, I've learned that the more I live and the more I figure out, the more I don't know. I voice memo journal a lot on my phone throughout the day, sometimes in the checkout line at Target, most of the time in my car. And I plan on sharing those random bursts of clarity with you as well. I'm still working on the format, the specific topics, etc. We might talk about high art one day and then talk about hair products the next. I'm just sort of giving my perfectionistic inclined self the space to make mistakes. I can promise you that I will make a lot of those. I generally do on a daily basis. So if you're okay with all of this, well then welcome, dear listener. Let's get started. My name is Carrington Schaefer, and thank you for joining us for our first ever podcast. Today's show intro was produced by myself and Seth Schaefer. Music by Kevin McLeod and Jairus. Our wonderful sponsor is Hoptocopter Films, who specialize in creative visual storytelling and have helped out immensely in the creation of this humble podcast. Join us in 2 weeks when our program, Honestly, Dear Listener, continues.